Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly cloudy today with a chance for isolated thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 84. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight. Lows around 64. Partly cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs around 75. Cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 73.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. U.S. restaurants feeling supply chain issues for their food products are also contending with issues around upgrading kitchen equipment. Restaurant Business reports it again sometimes take months to get equipment in the door thanks to a backlog of imports that have left two dozen or more container ships waiting outside the U.S. ports. Mark Rossi, CEO of Avanti Restaurant Solutions, told Restaurant Business that the supply chain challenges could be expected to persist until January of 2023 or longer. The supply chain issues caused by COVID pandemic stems from labor issues, including a lack of truck drivers and manufacturers struggling to bring workers back. The lack of truck drivers creates backlogs of shipments at U.S. ports as container ships are forced to wait longer to unload. The challenge for restaurant operators comes as they are dealing with their own issues, like labor shortage and trouble getting food supplies in the door. Former U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer joining another high-ranking alumni from the Trump administration at the recently formed research group American First Policy Institute. Lighthizer helped former President Trump wage a trade war against China that resulted in Chinese tariffs on U.S. farm commodities and the massive U.S. subsidies to make up for the losses. Lighthizer also led the talks that resulted in a Phase 1 trade agreement under which China has temporarily put many of those tariffs on hold. Lighthizer said he highlighted the former role as USTR in confronting China and renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement. He said at AFPI, he hopes to continue to advance the new paradigm and continue a transformative policy that was championed during the Trump administration. And the nation's average gas price declined 7 cents a gallon from a week ago, according to Gas Buddy, and national average price for diesel, though risen 1.4 cents in the last week. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. In Nemaha County, law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect for alleged child sex crimes. On Monday, authorities booked 41-year-old Simon S. Cervilla of Rice Lake, Wisconsin, into the Nemaha County Jail on a Nemaha County warrant for aggravated indecent liberties with a child. He remains jailed on $250,000 bond and is expected to make his first court appearance this week. And in Yoder, Kansas, a Butler County man was injured in an accident just before 11 a.m. Tuesday in Reno County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a car driven by 58-year-old Mark Howard Hickson of El Dorado was westbound on Kansas 96 Highway, 1 mile east of Yoder Road. The vehicle ran off the highway to the right and struck a guardrail. EMS transported Hickson to Hutchinson Regional Medical Center. He was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
On select models, include credits. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
COVID-19 isn't the only battle healthcare workers are facing. Some patients and their families are actually refusing standard treatments and going against medical advice. Here's Dr. Chloe Steinschauer, the ICU medical director at Wesley Medical Center in Wichita.
You have an increase in cases, followed by an increase in hospitalization a couple weeks after that, followed by an increase in death. And so I think where we are is we're still at that plateau or increasing hospitalization, and then we will be probably, unfortunately, seeing a wave of deaths.
That audio courtesy of KWCH. Federal officials say a convicted sex offender who escaped from a state hospital in Kansas in June has been captured in Utah. The U.S. Marshal's Office announced Tuesday that 42-year-old John Freeman Colt was arrested in Wayne County, Utah, after a citizen reported seeing him camping on federal land. The U.S. Marshal's Service said Colt apparently had help escaping and had been able to buy a motorcycle while on the run. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Authorities in the southwestern Nebraska village of Maywood say a woman has been arrested after being accused of pulling a gun after a store clerk refused to sell her beer. KRBN reports that the incident happened shortly before noon Saturday when a Maywood business called the Frontier County Sheriff's Office. The caller reported that the woman in the business appeared to be high and displayed a gun when she wasn't allowed to buy beer. Deputies and the Nebraska State Patrol later stopped a vehicle on Highway 23 in which the woman was believed to be riding. Officers arrested 39-year-old Dixie Kaiser of Wellfleet on suspicion of making terroristic threats. The growth in the number of new COVID-19 cases in Nebraska has somewhat slowed down this past week, but the number of people hospitalized with the virus remains high. The Omaha World Herald reports 4,688 new cases were reported in Nebraska in the week that ended last Thursday. Mid-America Network News.
Riverfest is back September 30th through October 3rd. The river rocks again with the Capitol Federal Fireworks, Safe Light Auto Blast Sundown Parade in reverse, and concerts, including Spirit Aero Systems presents Flatland Cavalry, Fidelity Bank presents Fits in the Tantrums, and Big Boy. Get the Wichita Riverfest 2021 mobile app powered by Evergy to see this year's events and plan your four-day party. Then buy your button at Quick Trip. Fall Riverfest 2021, September 30th through October 3rd.
You'll definitely want to take in the Fall 2021 Chisholm Trail Gun Show. One of Wichita's and Kansas' oldest, largest, and most popular gun shows, the Chisholm Trail Gun Show happens at Park City's Hartman Arena Saturday and Sunday, October 9th and 10th. Doors open at 9 o'clock both days. A Midwest favorite, the Chisholm Trail Gun Show has table after table of guns, hunting supplies, and shooting supplies, buying, selling, and trading. The Chisholm Trail Gun Show, October 9th and 10th at Hartman Arena.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Public Works Department meeting with Marshall County Commissioners last week suggested a target bridge for local improvement for low-volume roads is a bridge located on Tumbleweed Road in Noble Township. In order to qualify for the entire amount of the grant, another bridge needs to be taken off inventory. There is a truss bridge on Sunflower Road in Vermilion Township that's not accessible, and Public Works suggested removing it. There was discussion regarding this structure being in the historical registry, and prior to removing it from inventory, officials will verify that it's okay to proceed. There are two bridges in Cleveland Township on Zenith Road. A decision will need to be made on which of these structures to repair. Weekend before last, Public Works closed a bridge in Center Township on North 18th Terrace due to instability. This is a 20 by 20 foot structure and will have to be replaced, as a tube will not be sufficient. Discussion indicated the East Bridge is the most logical to replace and will allow access to landowners. County Councilor Jason Brenninger reported the Grain Belt transmission line. Invenergy is advised there is survey work being done for possible future litigation, as there are several landowners they could not come to an agreement with. The tax sale has been filed in the district court and consists of 20 parcels. A special meeting of the Washington County Republican Central Committee is planned Thursday, September 20th, 5:15 at the FNB Community Room in Washington to consider nominations for Washington County Register of Deeds. Sonia Hilton is retiring from the post at the end of September. The only announced candidate is Susan Bruno of Washington, who currently serves as Deputy Register of Deeds. The public is welcome to the meeting with voting by precinct committee members. A nomination will be forwarded to the governor for final approval. Nemahal County Commissioners last Monday reviewed a draft of the 2022 budget and discussed changes. Following discussion, a motion was passed unanimously approving the budget for publication at a mill levy of 40.118 mills. A public hearing is planned Monday, October 11th, 10 a.m. to consider the budget. Representatives with Meadowlark Extension District spoke with commissioners about office space they currently use, Nemahal County Community Building. Commissioners advised the county has a need for the office space and would like the Extension District to see if they could find alternate space in Seneca. They also addressed use of the community building and other facilities by the Fair Board during the fair and for storage. County Attorney spoke to commissioners with progress on the minimum maintenance road issue and reminded commissioners of a tax sale Wednesday, September 22nd. Senior Services Public Transit Director Diane Youngins and several employees brought up the need to provide meals to seniors unable to get out of their homes or unable to afford to pay for meals elsewhere. Temporary Health Officer Nicole Kime met with commissioners at a special meeting Wednesday as to how the position's going and what she thought the needs were for the office moving forward. Commissioners agreed to make an offer for a permanent health officer position. Pawnee County Commissioners last week approved a new motor grader purchase for the Highway Department at just over $150,000 after trade-in. A $20,000 contract first year and $10,000 contract the following year was approved with a firm for commercial property appraisals. Kansas State High School Activities Association Friday released classifications for the 21-22 school year. Washington County will move from 2A to 1A, Jackson Heights 1A to 2A, Horton from 1A to 2A, Raleigh County and Sabetha move from 3A to 2A. Republic County moves from 2A to 1A, and Onega, an 8-man school, will be in Class 1A, while Donova West moves from 8-man D1 to D2. Classifications are based on September full-time enrollments, and the full list is on the Kansas State High School Activities Association website. Homecoming, Queen and King at Hanover Crown Friday, or Avery Behrens and Trevor Garoff. At Washington County, Mandy Simmons and Corey Staum. And at Centralia, Monica Stahlbaumer and Trayton Talley. Homecoming is Friday this week at Marysville High School. Linda L. Holloman, age 72, of Waterville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Linda Holloman. William A. Bill Wilcox, age 63, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. A celebration of life service is planned October 7th at 1 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Grade School Gymnasium. Private interment at the Prospect Hill Cemetery at a later date. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Bill Wilcox. Dennis J. Malone, age 72, of Haddam, passed away Monday. Private family service will be planned at a later date. Burial in the Patterson Cemetery, Haddam, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Dennis Malone.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
The Marshall County Special Services Cooperative will offer early childhood screening for children ages 3 to 5 years who are experiencing difficulty walking, talking, seeing, hearing, or learning. The screening is free, conducted by qualified professionals, and is by appointment only.
This will be held Friday, October 1st at Marysville Elementary from 8 until noon and at Waterville Elementary from noon until 3:30. For an appointment, phone 785-562-5308, option 2, or email kstuder@usd364.org for an application.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system across the central upper parts of the Rockies that will continue to push slowly into the central upper parts of the United States and move off towards the east. This is going to bring scattered showers and thunderstorms across the area as we head through the day, continuing into tonight. And it looks like we'll see rain likely, few rumbles of thunder all the way through the end of the week and continuing into the start of the weekend. The good news is that with this system, we will see cooler temperatures back down into the 70s as we head towards the end of the week, continuing into Saturday. So across the area, partly sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, wind gusts at 20. Tonight, cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms mid-60s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely in the mid-70s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with showers and storms at 61. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late September 77, record high on this date 95. The average low 52 and the record low 28. Sunset this evening 7:13, sunrise in the morning 7:22.
Quinoa, spelled Q-U-I-N-O-A, is one of the hottest food trends to come along in recent years. We take a closer look today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 29th, the 272nd day of the year. Rock and roll pioneer Jerry Lee Lewis was born today, and General Motors introduced the Chevy Camaro on this day in 1966. Maybe you've recently noticed, as we have, that a grain called quinoa is being added to everything from bagels and oatmeal to meatloaf and chili. Gluten-free and high in protein, quinoa is native to the cool mountainous regions of South America. But the rapidly expanding market in the U.S. means the race is on to find suitable growing conditions closer to home. Right now, most of the experimental activity is happening in New England. And that makes sense because quinoa is closely related to one of the Northeast's most persistent weeds, lamb's quarters. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Brand Source Appliance Store has a large selection of in-stock freezers, French door refrigerators, dishwashers, washer dryer sets from LG, Whirlpool, Maytag, Bosch, Samsung, and Frigidaire. Freezers starting at $199 and dishwashers at $399. Free shipping to your door on orders over $299 within 100 miles of the store. In-house delivery and installation available for an additional small fee. Also, hundreds of pieces of in-stock bedding and furniture in the Ashley Home Store. Brand Source Appliance Center next to the Ashley Home Store in Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Yeah. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Royals with a win over Cleveland yesterday. Salvador Perez hit his major league leading 47th home run, and the Kansas City Royals defeated the Cleveland Indians 6-4 last night. Perez also leads the majors in RBIs with 118 and go-ahead home runs with 17. The 31-year-old Perez trails George Soler by one for the club record in homers. Again, the final last night, the Royals over the Indians 6-4. They'll mix it up again this evening, first pitch at 7:10. College football, Kansas State quarterback Skylar Thompson unlikely to play against sixth-ranked Oklahoma this weekend, even though he's making progress from a knee injury that he sustained in an early victory over Southern Illinois. Wildcats coach Chris Kleiman says Thompson remains on target to return against Iowa State on October 16th. That means Will Howard and fellow sophomore Jaron Lewis are in line to play against Oklahoma this weekend. Mid-America Network Sports. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. To the MLB, a legendary baseball broadcaster is retiring. CBS's Monica Ricks reports.
Jaime Jarrín will retire as the Dodgers Spanish language announcer next season, ending a 64-year run with the team.
La pelota se va, se va, se va.
Jarrín started calling Dodgers games in 1959, including three perfect games and 22 no-hitters. In 1998, he became one of only two Spanish announcers inducted into the Hall of Fame.
God has blessed me in so many ways. But save for the blessings of my family, none is greater than his wonderful gift of allowing me to chronicle this marvelous game.
The Dodgers plan to celebrate their longtime announcer, but haven't said how or when. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Friends at University has announced that Dion Menley has stepped down from his position as head football coach, effective immediately. Current defensive coordinator Matt Byers will serve as the interim head coach through the end of this season. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on Key and EY.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit bluevalley.net today.
Gardening and weather go hand in hand. We monitor rainfall, frost, and of course the temperatures. These all influence when we plant, harvest, and what plants we can grow. Now you can take this interest one step further and volunteer to be part of a network of volunteer weather watchers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network is a nonprofit, community-based network of volunteers that provides daily measurements of rain, hail, and snow that fall in their backyards. The goal of the network is to provide more localized weather information to scientists, researchers, resource managers, decision makers, and more. Volunteers receive training and use high-quality rain gauges to take measurements. All you need is a few minutes a day and an interest in the weather. For more details, visit their website at cocorahs.org. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have you ever had to go to a lost and found department? These days, those departments are often found online, where people try to locate and reunite items with their owners. But there has to be someone finding those things if there is any hope of getting the valuable item back. That's where Dave Sheldon enters the picture. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Dave Sheldon was always fascinated with metal detectors. Living on the island of Maui, he soon found a business in helping people recover lost items on the beach.
Started hitting all the big resorts, anywhere that people would be losing jewelry in front of or telling them that they lost something. Lifeguards, anywhere they rented snorkel gear or any kind of beach gear.
There are many lost and found social media sites, and that has helped people connect with Dave and allows him to better get lost items back to owners.
I've found stuff for people everywhere here on this island. I'm getting very, very popular. People are always on there. Like, anybody posts anything lost that's metal and they think that I can probably find it, they're going to say, call Dave.
Dave is searching the sandy beaches, but he's also in the water, and that makes his job quite the workout.
I burn a lot of calories. I'm constantly in the water fighting the current for hours every single day. So, yeah, I stay in shape.
A lot of time, he's searching for lost wedding rings, and sometimes he finds more than he was searching for.
Yeah, once in a while, I'll find two or three other rings. At that point, I try and return them. I post them on the Lost and Found on Craigslist.
Dave has been doing this so long, he has his own system of keeping track of what he searched for and what he's found.
I actually have notebooks and notebooks full of found and not found. Everything is logged, who lost it, what their phone number is, where it's been lost, and what was lost.
So how does Dave make a living doing this? And how much money can you make from treasure hunting? I think his answer will surprise you. It's next time as we travel the countryside on the island of Maui, Hawaii. I'm Andrew McCray.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
KNDY.
Miniature cattle are becoming a popular way for acreage owners to raise their own beef. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. These livestock are cute, productive, and a great project for kids as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
I raised in 4-H was a Charolais heifer named Mandy. I was 11 years old.
Mandy was little when I got her, but she grew a lot bigger by showtime, and I didn't. Today, I see 4-H'ers and others with cows that come in a smaller package. They may look like baby bovines, but are actually full-sized miniature cattle. Campbell Barrett is a 4-H extension agent at Montana State University. He says the miniatures are typically classified as anything under 48 inches at the hip when full grown. There are many breeds of tiny cattle, but he says among the most popular are miniature Herefords and low-lying Angus. Because they're smaller than their full-sized cousins, there are several reasons why these livestock are a good fit for a small farm or 4-H project.
Well, it takes less acreage, and also they eat less. And according to the parents and some of the breeders locally, they claim they're more efficient with the feed, meaning they gain more per pound of food than the larger frame. I can't find really a lot of definitive research to back that up, but that's their anecdotal experience. A lot of the parents claim that they're a little more mild-tempered.
They're easier on fences, equipment, and pasture. You can have two or three minis in the same space as one full-size cow. The meat from an animal that reaches a mature weight of 800 pounds versus 1,300 pounds also means a smaller freezer.
They have smaller portion sizes. You know, a ribeye steak from a miniature is going to be, if you're doing the carcass data, somewhere between probably a 7 and 10-inch, square-inch loin eye. So the larger ones are probably going to be between 9 and 16-inch, square-inch loin eye. So smaller portion sizes from smaller animals. I'm worried about nutrition.
Learn more about miniature cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes? Well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning. Call now and get started on important, rewarding work. Cambridge Place in Marysville is now hiring evening and night shift, certified nurse aides, and certified medication aides. Weekend and holiday rotations, excellent pay and health insurance, upward mobility, teamwork, and appreciation by coworkers, supervisors, residents, and families. Get $1,000 sign-on bonus for full-time. Call now, Cambridge Place, 562-5321.
Like new and priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2019 Chevy Colorado, four-wheel drive Z71. It's a one-owner. A 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 model pickup. 2011 Ford F-150 Lariat pickup. A 2007 Chevy Silverado 1500 model. And several others in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
KNDY.
A lot of folks farming today got there with help from a program called Farm Beginnings. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family-owned and independent, just like their customers, just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. While Kylie Cook had worked on farms since she was 12, they all belonged to someone else. She and her husband Sam changed that when they got their own place near North Danville, Vermont.
We'd been looking for years for a more traditional farm property, but seeking financing for that had its barriers. This property, it's just a family home with a barn and then 20 acres, of which about four we can put our cows on. We have great neighbors who want to help us out, and we've been able to get leases for pasture and hay land, so that's how we kind of push past those barriers.
Cook's mother helped by telling her about a program called Farm Beginnings.
I could farm all day long, but the business side of things was challenging. I always struggled with asking for help. It's never something I've done or felt comfortable doing. The mentorship was probably the most attractive part of the program for me.
Farm Beginnings is a year-long educational program that operates from a number of venues across the country with funding support from the USDA and the Canada Family Charitable Trust. Thanks to University of Vermont Extension for use of the audio clips, and I'll have more tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
How was the climate inside your house this summer? Was it difficult to keep cool? How about last winter? Was it hard to keep it warm? It's time to put a stop to those drafts with Owens Corning Insulation. Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville has the insulation you need to blow in the ceilings and walls and help you save money on your energy bill. They'll even let you have free use of their blower with your insulation purchase. Hometown Lumber and Hardware thanks you for buying local. It really makes a difference.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. Harvest update here from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, brought to you by Abilene Machine. Find them online at abilenemachine.com, where you can find all your new, used, and remanufactured parts. You can order online 24/7. As we continue with the harvest across the state of Kansas, corn is doing well, 81% mature in the across the state, according to the Kansas Corn Commission. At the same time, the Kansas Sorghum Association talks about some of the yields that we could be seeing as the harvest slowly begins for sorghum in the state of Kansas.
According to USDA, the yield forecast is averaged at 75 bushels per acre, which is down 10 bushels from last year. Now, I do notice a number of folks that are hitting 100 bushel and above, but at the same time, there have been some areas of dryness and some areas where perhaps the crop hasn't fared as well. As we get further into the season, I'll have a better answer, but so far I think we're on track to have a little bit of an average crop.
That was Jesse McCurry, the executive director for the Kansas Grain Sorghum Producers Association. On the corn front, we are seeing the maturity rates increase rapidly across the Mid-America region, mostly because of the drought-like and dry conditions. Stephanie Ho with the USDA has more.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey notes an extremely rapid pace of corn maturation in much of the country.
We saw a pretty good jump as corn harvests began to really accelerate into the Midwest during the last week. 18% of the U.S. crop has been cut by September 26th. That is ahead of the five-year average of 15%, also ahead of last year's 14%.
Meanwhile,
at this point in the season, you really don't expect much swing in corn conditions. So as we look at the corn conditions for the week ending September 26th, no change from the previous week. Still looking at 59% good to excellent, 15% very poor to poor.
That was meteorologist Brad Rippey. Harvest update from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Farm safety is everyone's responsibility. You're reminded to be aware during a busy harvest season of additional activity on rural roads. Be safe this fall. A reminder from... Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As Congress works on getting that $3.5 trillion infrastructure package paid for and passed it on to President Biden's desk, inside the package, a requirement that farmers, ranchers, and the public should pay attention to. Paul Mirsky is Executive Vice President of Congressional Relations and Strategy for the Independent Community Bankers of America. He's seriously concerned about a proposal that would potentially involve the IRS and bank accounts across rural America.
As the Biden administration is looking to pay for this $3.5 trillion spending package, they're looking for ways to offset that cost. And one idea, which is a horrible idea, is to have the IRS look into everyone's bank account transactions. And it would force banks to report on any transaction going into or out of an account of $600 or more. So basically, every account in America would be monitored by the IRS as the banks are forced to send in your transaction account information into the IRS.
He says the independent bankers handle a lot of business in rural America, and this will have a huge impact on farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses.
We're really concerned that customers realize and know that banks are going to be soon forced forced to report all your financial transactions, even on loans, to the IRS. We feel that customers don't know what's going on here in Washington with this proposal. We want to make sure that customers know it's not the bank sending all this information to the IRS. It's the IRS and Treasury and the administration demanding that the banks report all these transactions. So we want to make sure that the typical American small business owner, farmer, rancher, they understand what's going on in Washington. And really, to weigh in, if this is something that concerns you, as it concerns our community bankers, you should really contact your congressmen and your senators.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
One trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville will get you all set to vaccinate your cows and calves. They have the vaccines you want for protection from respiratory infections, black leg, pink eye, and pneumonia. Valley Vet also has combination shots to save time and stress on the calf. And vaccines for pregnancy protection will help ensure a better calf yield next year. See Valley Vet Supply in Marysville to help you get ready to vaccinate. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5. Or order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Have you updated your farm insurance coverage lately? Make sure you're protecting what you've built over the years on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? With Titan XC on your dry fertilizer this fall, more of your applied nutrients will be available to your crop come spring to help drive yield on every acre. Find out what 50 million acres already know with Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Always read and follow label directions.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Things you hope you never have to use, but it's good to know it's there if you need it. When was the last time you looked at your policies and made updates? There is so much investment in a farm, sometimes you forget to make sure it's properly insured. Kevin Leibold is an Extension Farm and Agriculture Business Management Specialist at Iowa State University. He says anytime there are major changes in your operation, assets, inventory, and vehicles, you should update the policies. And don't forget the little stuff either.
You got a shop out there, you got your office in it, you've got a laptop in it, you've got a copy machine in it, you got a LCD TV in it. You keep adding a little more pieces of this and that, and yeah, if you lost one of them, it wouldn't be a big deal at all because a lot of that technology gets obsolete fairly fast. But if you had a shop fire and the whole complex was destroyed, that might be an issue for some people.
On the flip side, maybe there are some things that don't need to be insured anymore. He says to look at the items on your depreciation schedule and see how it compares to your insurance inventory sheet.
If I've got old barns, old bins, do I really need to have them insured? Oftentimes, we'll go in on an estate and I'll sit with the widow and say, you know, you had your barn insured for $20,000. If that barn burnt down tomorrow, would we even replace it? Well, no. That machine shed, if it blew away, would we replace it? No. So oftentimes we can pare things down and save ourselves some dollars that way.
The most valuable asset on your farm is you. Take care of yourself by reviewing your own risk and coverage. I'm Jody Henke. Read more about updating farm insurance coverage at agriculture.com.
Farmers depend on their equipment, and equipment depends on its fuel. Cenex Premium Diesel works as hard as you do and comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster even cleans up your injectors and prevents injector fouling, so your equipment can keep firing on all cylinders to make every day a field day. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Wednesday today and getting closer to the wrap-up of the markets today with mostly higher numbers in the grain market and the soybeans. Livestock still kind of mixed across the board today. We do see some anticipation still from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's small grain report that is set to be released tomorrow. At the same time, there is some more pressure on the board as well out of the Brazilian market after Hurricane Ida's aftermath is still impacting the production of many pesticides coming out of that area and herbicides that Brazil uses, as the report came out earlier this week from the German conglomerate of Bayer. The Brazilian market has been hit hard over the last few years with the COVID-19 pandemic, along with trying to rely heavily on products that have been hard to get to the country. Corn right now is still in the green by 8.25 to 5.40¾. The wheat today for Kansas City wheat in December is sitting 9.25 higher to 7.14¼. Soybeans still doing relatively well today. November up by 9.75 to 12.86¾. The meal for October up by 2 points to 3.39¾, with the oil for October up by 12 cents to 57.89. The soybeans are on the rebound, especially after their futures trade volume was down yesterday to 74,000 compared to the 96,000 that was the previous day, as they begin to rebound today. Cotton still holding strong as we see the harvest of cotton continuing across the nation. October up a buck right now to 101.91. The December up by 129 to 101.29. U.S. dollar index is seeing some positive growth today that is having an impact on the grain market as well. December U.S. dollar index at 57 cents to 94.35. The mini S&P for December up 14 bucks to 43.57. The mini Dow up by 141. 30-year bonds are in the red just a hair, about 3/4 right now to 159.5. 10-year notes are down in the red just a smidge at 131 right now. Going through, markets about ready to wrap up today on a Wednesday. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that are that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
Summer long, and then the time we woke up.
Country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.